The USDA is looking ahead for the possibility of some more big wins. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. We have been hearing about some big possible wins as we made our way through 2025 and the early part of 2026. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins is speaking at Commodity Classic, and she said there is a possibility we could see some more wins here in 2026.
While the president expands markets for American agricultural products overseas, we are also strengthening the domestic market, a key priority for us at USDA. We are forecasting fewer dollars of imports coming into the U.S. this year, which means that Americans are eating more food that is grown, raised, slaughtered, and produced here at home. This is great news for our farmers, and it pairs well with the stronger domestic safety net that they now experience thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill.
Of course, with that One Big Beautiful Bill, which was put into place almost a year ago, coming up here in July, with that bill, there were some major wins for the U.S. ag industry,
which Republicans in Congress worked so hard to pass with President Trump. The largest working and middle class tax cut in history. Across the country, real take-home pay is increasing up to an average of $10,000 for a family of four. Increased reference prices for the first time in over a decade. Crop insurance improvements, enhanced coverage, and lower premiums, saving producers an estimated $400 million a year and expanding the new and beginning farmer definition and premium benefits from 5 to 10 years.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.